Can the Stormont Assembly be saved? There's no doubt there is a full crisis now. The Ulster Unionist Party is pulling out of the executive. The DUP is threatening to bring it all down. Sinn Féin are accusing the two parties of a sham. The Ulster Unionist Party has been under fire from all sides for pulling out. I've been speaking to the UUP leader, Mike Nesbitt, just before the programme this morning, and I asked him what evidence he had to base their withdrawal from the executive on.
Stephen, this isn't just about evidence, this is about trust. And trust actually is more important because, as Angela Merkel said to the Greeks recently, without trust there is nothing. Trust is important in its own right, but it's also a foundation stone of this whole process. You go back to the 1998 agreement, open it up, front page, paragraph 2, here's an opportunity to build mutual trust. And here in 2015, we have George Hamilton saying the IRA exists, we have Gerry Adams saying it does not. Who should I believe? Chief Constable of the PSNI or President of Sinn Féin?
Well,
there is no trust and no credibility in the statements coming out of Sinn Féin. That's why we believe we have to withdraw as their partners in government until we fix it, because we remain committed to the 1998 vision of a peaceful and a prosperous Northern Ireland, so, and we want to deliver that.
So if I follow your logic, if Sinn Féin were to admit the IRA existed, therefore you could trust their word, so you'd stay in there.
It's too late, I think, although our council, our executive council, will meet tomorrow night, and I will not preempt, but it would, of course, be a major surprise if they don't endorse the recommendation to withdraw. Things will take time to fix. But, yeah, you know, if Gerry Adams came out today and said something similar to what the Chief Constable has been saying, in terms of saying, well, the IRA do exist and they have a command structure, but we're not up to the old evil of the old days, that would be a start, Stephen. It wouldn't fix it, but it would be a step. It would be a big step forward, because we have to build trust. Without trust, you cannot do business, whether it's in government, whether it's in the city centre trading with the public, whether it's you and me, you and your audience. Trust is a core value that we have to build to make this politics work.
It's completely farcical what you're saying. Since when do political parties trust each other?
Because you have to trust parties when you're in coalition. You don't trust parties when you're not in coalition. This is a coalition government, Stephen, what you're saying.
All right.
That's absolutely no logic. How can you sit down and say we are going to govern as a coalition if you don't trust your coalition partner?
Okay, all right. So you've trusted Sinn Féin up to this week, have you? You've trusted Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams up to this week. You trusted them, did you?
We went into a process which was a very difficult thing to do. We did it as the only main unionist party. We did it in the room, the most awkward and uncomfortable place to be back in 98.
That's not my question.
The great and cried Lundy and Judas. And
that's not my question. So you trusted Sinn Féin before the Chief Constable's statement, did you?
We believed the IRA had gone away and that there was no structure. We obviously knew that there are...
No, you're talking about trusting
IRA
a political party.
Around you... and who talk to each other and who probably moan the fact that we're not doing this and not doing that. We stretched ourselves to try and make this happen. And in life, Stephen, there are watershed moments. And this is a watershed moment.
You've just ducked my question. You trusted Sinn Féin before the Chief Constable's statement, did you?
Not 100%, Stephen.
Well, what percent?
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
So what, you've introduced the element of trust as your absolute decision maker.
We had concerns, and it was our duty to try and work with Sinn Féin, to try and deliver the vision of 1998. Because let's remember what that vision was. A totally peaceful society, without terrorism, a society in which we offered each other mutual respect for our traditions, a society in which we delivered what was called then the peace dividend. In other words, the billions being spent on security would be saved and put into people's back pockets as we developed an economy that delivered prosperity.
What's this got
and
to do
better
with
better government than direct rule. And after 8 years of the DUP and Sinn Féin leading that drive, it is clear they've failed and they are incapable of delivering positive outcomes for our people. So we have tried.
So are you leaving because the executive has failed? Or are you leaving because of the Chief Constable's statement?
We have hit a watershed moment. And in life, there are watershed moments. And this is a matter of principle about trust. Do I trust the Chief Constable, who says the IRA exists, or president of Sinn Féin, who says they do not exist.
Do you trust the chief constable when he says he accepts the bona fides of the Sinn Féin leadership regarding the rejection of violence? Do you trust him with that?
He has been very clever with his words. And do you know what?
Well, sorry.
I believe...
Untangle those words.
He's been very clever with his words. Did you hear him in Londonderry the other night?
No.
He talked about the senior leadership.
I accept the bona fides of the Sinn Féin leadership regarding the rejection of violence. What part of that do you have a problem with?
I would be much more comfortable if Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams were to come clean about the existence of the IRA.
No, we're talking about the Chief Constable now, Mike.
The Chief Constable is trying to spin. I'm not going to get into those details, Stephen, because there is a fundamental principle here and I am not going to move off it.
You think he's trying to spin?
I said he is not trying to spin.
So when he says, I accept the bona fides of the Sinn Féin leadership regarding the rejection of violence, why is that not enough for you?
Because he is not able to name for me who all he includes in the Sinn Féin leadership.
But you trust him.
He is not able to name the entire leadership to which he refers in that statement. And since he made that statement, he was at an event in Londonderry and he was very careful to talk about senior leadership. And you know, in those organisations, when they were doing what they were doing, even if they have stopped now, there were always firewalls. There was always a move to protect those who were going forward politically in the organisation from those who were using terrorism. The fundamental point, Stephen, is not what somebody said here or there. It is trust. And to start building trust, we have to have the Sinn Féin leadership and the Chief Constable on the same page about the existence of the IRA. There's nothing difficult about that.
What on earth are you saying? It's not about what people say here or there.
The fine detail is one thing, but the principle is the important thing, Stephen. Now, don't be thick. The principle is, can you trust people? And you can't trust people when the Sinn Féin leadership and the leadership of the PSNI are on a different page about something as fundamental as whether the IRA exists or do not exist.
I accept, says the Chief Constable, Sinn Féin's assurance that they want to support police in bringing those responsible to justice. Do you accept that?
We will not move anywhere until we have trust, and that depends
on getting
Sinn Féin and the PSNI onto the same page. You can ask all the questions you want in the world, Stephen. What I'm interested in is fixing this problem. You may be interested in other things. I am interested in fixing this problem, which is threatening the institutions which the Ulster Unionist Party stretched themselves to.
You're threatening the institutions. That's who's threatening them. You're threatening
them. I'm taking a principled stand because without trust, which Sinn Féin signed up to in paragraph 2 of the Belfast Agreement 17 years ago, without trust, there is nothing. And until we get Sinn Féin and the Chief Constable on the same page about the existence of the IRA, we are stuck.
What made you believe the IRA had gone away?
Until we get the Sinn Féin leadership and the leadership of the PSNI on the same page about whether the IRA exists or do not exist, there is no trust.
Are you reading from
the rest of your questions are immaterial.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Are you reading from a script this morning?
Don't be stupid.
So therefore, if I ask you a question, you're refusing to address it?
I'm telling you there is a fundamental here. And until we address the fundamental, the questions you're asking are secondary. Not irrelevant, secondary.
Well, let me ask the secondary question then. What made you believe the IRA had gone away?
Hold on a second. What about the fundamental question? Do you accept that that's valid?
What made you think the IRA had gone away?
The fundamental question is valid or not?
This is extraordinary, Mike. Extraordinary.
No, you're extraordinary. I think you're stirring it up today, Mr. Nolan.
What made you believe the IRA had gone away in the past?
There was no evidence that said the IRA was still existing as a structure.
So who did you think killed Paul Quinn in 2007?
The same as we're being told today, members of the IRA.
So what was the difference? Why didn't you walk then?
I didn't walk, Stephen.
Your party. Why did your party not walk?
That was an ignorant question of yours.
Why did your party...
The truth that I was not the leader of the Unionist Party. I wasn't an elected
member. Speaking as the leader of the...
I wasn't even a member of a political party.
You're speaking as the leader of the party. Why did your party not...
Well, phrase your questions accurately because I wasn't even involved. I have asked around... And I have been told by people in my party who were around in 2007 recalls the chief constable of the day saying it was the IRA, and the IRA exists as a unit with a command and a command structure at a senior level. That's the difference. The other difference, by the way, of course, is that murder followed very quickly on the DUP's U-turn on their never, 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 never policy of sharing power with Sinn Féin. So you can ask questions of the DUP, who suddenly rushed to St Andrews to corrupt the Belfast Agreement and jump into bed with Sinn Féin. Why did they stay in if they thought the murder had been committed by the IRA? But I'm telling you that my colleagues, who were around at the time, say the difference is that this time the police are saying the IRA exists in a structured manner with a command.
Yeah, here's your problem. I've got a quote in front of me here. Chief Constable at the time, Sir Hugh Ord, told the DUP there was no indication that Mr Quinn's murder was authorised by IRA leadership, but there were IRA members involved. So it was a matter of public record that there were IRA members involved, according to the police.
Fine, Stephen.
Regarding Mr Quinn's murder, and the Ulster Unionist Party remained in the executive.
Well, go and ask the people who were in the Ulster Unionist Party at that time why they did that. I am telling you, I wasn't involved. I am involved now, and I have made my decision, which is to recommend to our executive we withdraw until we restore trust. And I will repeat it again, and I am not looking at a piece of paper.
And are you doing that?
The Sinn Féin leadership and the police leadership are on the same page with regard to whether they exist or not. There is no trust.
And are you doing that on behalf of Northern Ireland, or are you doing that on behalf of party votes?
Well, if you had read my statement on Wednesday, you would have heard me mention repeatedly, I want a peaceful society for Republicans as well as nationalists and unionists. I want prosperity for Republicans and nationalists.
So you're not doing it to shaft the DUP?
I am doing it because it is a matter of principle. I am doing it because it is the right thing to do. People are fed up, Stephen. They've had 8 years of a government led by the DUP and Sinn Féin. They know they are incapable of delivering positive outcomes. Look at the Social Investment Fund. £80 million to tackle poverty, and they spent one. If it happened in England, David Cameron's feet would not hit the carpet as he was thrown out of Downing Street. We need better. We deserve better. This isn't as good as it gets. And this is a watershed moment. Not to destroy and dismantle, but to build the vision of 1998.
If links with paramilitarism puts parties beyond the pale, why has your party been sharing platforms with the PUP and the UPRG?
Oh, there's so many reasons, Stephen. First of all, I'm being accused of hypocrisy. Well, let me tell you something. Republicans repeatedly are asking for dialogue with so-called dissidents. In fact, I sat in the audience at St. Mary's University College a couple of weeks ago during Béla and Fubble, and I heard Martin McGuinness tell that audience that he was disappointed the dissidents weren't in the room so he could engage with them.
Ego again. You're not answering the question.
That's hypocritical of those who accuse me of that. I'll tell you why I'm doing it, because it is my responsibility to keep violence off the streets of this city. Now, people are saying that I have been photographed with people that I should not be photographed with. First of all, if they have any evidence that these people are engaged in terrorism or criminality, it is their legal duty to take it to the police, otherwise they could be charged with withholding information. So if you have any, spill it out now, Stephen.
So you don't think...
Secondly...
Hold on a second.
People, you're asking me why I did it,
You don't think the PUP or the UPRG is a political wing of a paramilitary organisation?
And that's the difference, Stephen. That's the difference. I am not in denial that the UDA exists. I am not in denial about the UBF and the rest.
So what were you doing working with them for?
To get them to come forward peacefully. Last year, there was huge concern about street violence coming into July. I and others worked with people who have influence on the ground in unionist and loyalist areas. And what was the result, Stephen? What was the result? The most peaceful 12th of July in living memory. So, I did the right and responsible thing in talking to those people. If you are saying those people are engaged in terrorism or criminality, spill it out now if your lawyers will let you.
So the UDA and the UVF you don't think is involved in terrorism? Are you for real?
Of course they are. I'm not in denial.
So what were you doing working alongside their political wing? And what is the difference?
You, are you not listening?
What is the difference from Sinn Féin?
Are you not listening, Stephen Nolan?
What is the difference from Sinn Féin, Mike Nesbitt, associating themselves, if the IRA does exist, with the IRA, and you associating yourself with the PUP?
Denial. Sinn Féin are in denial that the IRA exists. But there is no difference between Martin McGuinness telling an audience at St. Mary's University College he wants to dialogue with the dissidents than with me saying that I want to work with those who have influence on the ground to prevent terrorism, to prevent criminality, and to prevent violence on our streets, and to persuade people who are angry, angry at the political progress, angry at the failure to deliver the 98 vision, that the way forward is political. And we delivered the most peaceful 12th of July in recent memory.
What, by standing side by side with the political wing of terrorists?
By speaking to the people who have influence.
You did more than speak to them. You did much more than speak to them.
What?
You did much more than speak to them.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating. Well, I'll
tell
you.
What are you insinuating?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm saying. You formed a united front.
And what on earth is wrong with that? What did John Hume do in the early 90s? He sat down and formed a united front with Gerry Adams called the Hume-Adams Talk.
So you won't share power with Sinn Féin because they may, in your world, be associated with the IRA.
No, Stephen, it's trust. Get it into your head. This is about trust. I do not trust Sinn Féin when they say the IRA do not exist.
What more can Sinn Féin do, Mike? So they've condemned violence, they've appealed, they've called those who killed Mr. McGuigan criminals, they've appealed for people to bring information to the police. What more can they do?
They can start being honest about the IRA, Stephen, because while in isolation those words could be welcomed, the credibility of those words is undermined by previous Sinn Féin statements. Gerry Adams, I was never in the IRA. They disappeared. People like Jean McConville, a mother of nine, disappeared, tortured, murdered, and then the ultimate obscenity of her body hidden from the family who were grieving and denied the right of a Christian burial. And then we find out it was the IRA. The Northern Bank, the Colombian Three, the bird watchers or Florida Rangers or whatever they were. Some credibility, some honesty would be the first step to building trust. And I would welcome it, be in no doubt, because I want to deliver the 98 vision. I want this to work. I want a peaceful society and I want people to be prosperous. Because people aren't happy, Stephen. That is the fundamental problem with where Northern Ireland is in 2015. People are not happy. And we politicians on the Hill have a responsibility to deliver that. We're actually responsible, to some degree, for creating the unhappiness. And I want to work with people to deliver better. But you have to trust your partners in government, because it's the coalition. It's not like if we're going to be in opposition, yeah, you don't trust each other. You call each other for all the names under the sun. But if you're in a coalition, you've got to work for a common purpose and a common good beyond your own party political interests.
Will you fight next year's assembly saying we won't be ministers?
We will fight the election when it comes on a ticket that says this is not as good as it gets, that the 98 vision is as valid today as it was 17 years ago, and that we believe we can deliver it.
The question is, will you stay out of the executive if Sinn Féin are still in it?
I will build trust with Sinn Féin if I can. I want to build trust with Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin have a mandate. People sometimes look at the MLAs and the Sinn Féin groups up at Stormont, and all they see is Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams. They will not be around forever. Sinn Féin get a mandate to send a large number of MLAs up to Stormont. I want to work with them, but the foundation stone which they signed up to, let me remind you again, is trust. They signed up to that at Stormont Castle, at the castle buildings at Stormont in 1998. We have to deliver trust.
So you might walk back in with them.
Stephen, I'm not going to speculate about what's going on. This is about a watershed moment
You won't speculate as to whether you will fight the Assembly.
I've just told you, we will fight the Assembly elections. And we will do it on that ticket. This is not as good as it gets. People deserve better. We can deliver better. And it's based on
the public's entitled to know whether you're going, whether you want to be ministers or not, whether you will work in the executive.
What I want to do is to build the trust.
Will you fight the next Assembly elections telling the public that you will re-enter the executive as ministers if Sinn Féin are still there?
That depends on Sinn Féin. If they build the trust, that is possible. If they sit on their hands and continue to be in denial with that single transferable denial speech, it is not possible.
Right. So if Sinn Féin do not admit the IRA exists, you will not re-enter the executive if they're there. Is that correct?
That sounds like a very solid policy position to me.
What's your message to the DUP this morning?
I don't have a message to the DUP this morning, Stephen. I was at a dinner last night for a mayoral installation. The guest speaker was a DUP minister. And I noted that when he addressed these issues, he said his party would do the right thing for Northern Ireland. That's our slogan. People said in the past the DUP stole our clothes. So my message isn't to the DUP, it's to the Ulster Unionist Party. Mind your pockets. Fagan's out and about again.
Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed.